All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today I'm going to be covering the craziness that's taken place with the women of the Western world.
300 calories. Stop the insanity!
It's getting to the point where I'm going to have to create a word that will be able to define exactly what's going on.
Oh yeah, it's that bad.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand, and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
All right, now, we've all heard women with, you know, where are all the good men at, and I want a nice guy, and blah, blah, blah. And the truth is, they ran the good guys off when they were young because they were on the, you know, the rooster roller coaster. And, you know, they get to the age of the epiphany, which is 27 and 29. And all of a sudden, they want to lock down a dude.
Good luck with that.
Well, back in the day, that was, you know, that was a very distinct possibility that that would happen. But due to their overpickyitis and their delusional thinking, things have gone quite awry for the dating market and, dare I say, women. The marriage rates are now at 5.1 per 1,000 individuals. I thought it was low at 6.5 18 months ago. And I want that number to go to zero because, I'm going to be honest, the women of today are just not worth the effort that they once were. That coupled with what happens in divorce court, and it literally only takes an accusation to ruin your goddamn life.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
It's about time that, you know, the men out there start getting educated to this horse shit. I was going to call this episode Delusion Illusion. But, you know, on the supporter stream on Sunday when I was going through the list, you know, I brainstormed with the supporters on this for ideas for shows and, you know, material and whatnot. One of the supporters came up with the word delusionist. And that's what we're going to call this episode, The Delusionist. Because women today rock the illusions and the delusions at the very same time. And let's go down the list here, okay? Number one, I'm a 10.
I'm 10.
Now, I've watched a lot of the Red Pill content, and it seems like when there's a debate or there's a show with women on there and they ask these women to rate themselves, they give themselves a 10. Now, I will give them kudos for confidence, but they're being dishonest. In my entire life, maybe I've seen two women that I would rate as a 10. I've seen exceedingly rare 9s and a few more 8s. I've seen a lot of 7s, 6s, and 5s.
How dare you?
I'm not 6 feet tall. I don't have a 6-pack, and I certainly don't have a 6-figure income. And in my youth, without those things, getting a 9 or 10 on the beauty scale wasn't in the cards for me, and that's okay. I mean, I'm not going to say I didn't play the field, because I did, but that's another story. All right, next, number two. Now, we've heard him been saying this for a while. Beauty at any size. It's beauty of any size, but only for women. You don't see a lot of 600-pound walking, buffalo dudes that are sex symbols, do you? No. I mean, this proves delusional thinking, in my opinion. All right, number three, you owe me money and attention. In other words, this is called entitlement. The Western women are so delusional that they literally think we owe them everything simply because they exist and they're women.
That's some old bullshit.
Unfortunately, before, you know, current year, a lot of white knights and, you know, chivalrous men, you know, would actually kowtow to these women and, you know, give them shit for free. That is coming to an end. I hope I could get it to an absolute zero, but, you know, I hear all these stories about OnlyFans models making some decent coin because individuals are that thirsty. Got it. Number four, strong and independent. Now, I'm not saying there aren't strong and independent women out there. There are. They're exceedingly rare, in my opinion. I would say most women are not strong, nor are they independent. Case in point, alimony, child support, Section 8, WIC, welfare, you know, subsidized schools, subsidized daycare, all of these safety nets for these ladies. They are not strong and independent. You want to know who's strong and independent? A man. Because he knows he has to be on his game. There's no safety net. Nobody's riding to the rescue of him for the most part. There's some guys out there that have close personal friends that will. If you have that situation, you're a wealthy man, enjoy it. Okay, because most men do not get that. Again, that's delusional. They ignore reality and they look in the face, well, I'm strong and independent. Okay, sure. All right. Men and women are the same. All right. Despite the fact you have, you know, women's teams and men's teams, these women want to think they can compete in the man's world at the men's level and they just can't do it. All right. Hell, we had a bunch of 9th and 10th graders from a high school thoroughly trounce the female Olympic soccer team several times. Men are showing up and winning beauty pageants. You know, you would figure women have, you know, that cornered, right? Wrong. All right. Yes, that old saying that bothers me to no end. Women used to say it all the time when I was a kid. Anything you can do, I can do better. Well, in current year, the addition to that phrase is until a man shows up and beats you at your own game. Six, I don't need a man.
A bullshit.
I'm 54. A few months, I'll be 55. I have dated a lot of women. Of all the women I ever dated, there was one that could actually, in my opinion, live up to that phrase, I don't need a man. All the rest, I'd go to their houses. They have leaky roofs, cars with engine lights on, no brakes. The pool is green in the back. The grass is long. They can't start the lawnmower. They can't, you know, shovel their walk. They can't work the rototiller for the gardens or whatever in the back because they're just not strong enough or they just don't have enough endurance to do that kind of shit.
Sexist!
Now, I'm not saying there aren't women out there that can do that. But in my entire life, I met one. Ah, here we go. Number seven. These women think welfare is a paycheck. There are women out there. Oh, system surfers. That's it. System surfers. I talk about this whole phenomenon. I did the research about, you know, how a woman working part-time so it doesn't interfere with her benefits will out-earn a man working at with a high school education up until he's 60 by 2-1. When you include all of the benefits and the welfare and the WIC and the, you know, the child support, what have you, these women literally can ride the system, punch out at 60, 62, and retire, where men don't get that. Number eight, I'm perfect as I am. I've heard this before, and this is kind of, you know, beauty at any size. Listen, nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. Nobody out there is perfect. In fact, I will argue every single swinging dick and person with two swinging tits are flawed in some way, shape, or form. There is no perfection. And women who think that, they think they're perfect, are out of their goddamn mind, and they're in a delusional mindset. All right, number nine, retroactive removal of consent. All right, these ladies literally are going out to bars, frat houses, what have you, throwing a few back. You know, they want that fling, the hookup, whatever. They get it. The next day, they kind of regret it because, you know, I had a couple of years and I really, you know, I just didn't feel like it was consensual. And that dude's going to fucking prison, or he's going to have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend himself in court just to get access to his constitutional rights. All right. This is delusional. In my opinion, this is the greatest thing on this list that just screams delusion. Number 10, body count doesn't matter. There are many studies out there. Once a woman gets to five partners and beyond, her chances of staying married drop astronomically. And the scientific hypothesis is these women break or wear out the oxytocin receptors in their brain, so they always need to have the next bunch of feels, and the minute the feels are gone, they're looking for the next cock to swing to. That's just the way it goes. So, you know, I come up with a comedy video of the dick stacking test, and quite literally, in your mind, you know, you talk to this woman, you get a ballpark number of the amount of roosters she's had to sit on or she did sit on. And you just simply stack all those, and you put a platform in your mind at that height, and then you push them off. They so much as get a skinned knee, too many cocks. 11. I want a traditional man. I have heard these exact words at least a couple of dozen times in my dating experience out there. And they'll look you in the face and they'll say, I want a traditional man with a nose piercing, a bunch of piercings in their ear, an ass load of tattoos, and pink or blue hair. They're not virgins, not by a long shot, but they're so delusional. They think they can act that way and still pull down a traditional dude. Chances are it's not going to happen, and if it does, it's not going to last long, gentlemen. You're going to get crucified in court. 12. My happiness comes first. I have been watching a lot of TikToks and other videos on other video platforms, you know, and I've looked up divorce regret or life after divorce, and these women literally get divorced because I just wasn't happy.
How's that working out for you?
They got three kids. They live in a nice house. The guy works a lot because he's got three kids and he's got to pay for everything. But she's not happy. So she's going to flush him, turn him into a wage slave, and more than likely ruin the lives of those children. Because single mothers, let's face it, are felony factories, especially when you look at the statistics of what happens to children in single mother homes. It's no secret. It is literally the number one reason our graveyards are filling up. The psycho houses and the prisons are filling up, all because of the results of single mothers. 13. I will not lower my standards. Meaning they want the 666 dude. Despite the fact she's walking around with a 16 to 18 dress size, she had the 1,000 cock stare when she walked across the stage for high school. She thinks she's going to get that 6'2" guy, making $150,000 to $350,000 a year with a rack of abs, you know, ripped muscles, the whole deal. Delusional. And I think that one, we can pin it on Walt Disney with the Princess Syndrome bullshit that they did for decades. All right? I'm guilty of, you know, of doing the same thing with my kids. And I wish I could go back and roll that back, because all I really did, in my opinion, is give my children a handicap by, you know, going along with that shit. 14. Ruled by emotion. There are women out there who will argue with you, purely emotional arguments, and they'll look you in the face and tell you they are right, despite the fact they don't have a shred of evidence. And another fact, emotions change on a dime. Facts, logic, and reason doesn't. All right? When you think you know it all and it's all based off an emotion, that's delusional thinking. 15. I can wait to have kids. All right, scientifically speaking, the average woman has burned through 80% of her eggs by the age of 30. Now, I'm not going to tell you that women after 30 can't have kids. They can, but it gets a lot more difficult. Women in their 20s who go do a lot of rooster roller coaster activities tend to catch nasty things that scar up their waxworks, all right? And literally, they turn their uterus into a shriveled-up tobacco purse. Wah. All right? And when you tell them this, when you say, you know, you're 33, you might not be able to have kids, they literally call you a misogynist for speaking the truth in their presence. I know about a half dozen ladies about my age, around my age, who don't have kids. And by the time they were 42, they were devastated because they were told by the doctor, you're not having kids. They couldn't afford IVF because that shit's $16,000 to $35,000 for every single attempt. All right, and the women out there want medical insurance to cover that now. And the taxpayers might have to flip the bill for that because women wanted to wait because they thought they had all the time in the world because they're delusional, and they don't. All right, next, we have the illusion. All right, I've watched a lot of catfishing videos, and I've seen some women who are picked the meat off the bone ugly. They hit every branch of the ugly tree on the way down and fell into a tub of jellified lard. But they get behind that bump and grind shop in their bathroom and literally turn themselves from a 4 to a 7 or 8. It is absolutely amazing to watch how these ladies can literally flip the script on ugliness. They should work for Hollywood. They really should. But, hey, you know, water works. And if you catch them in a pool or after they take a shower, you're pretty much going to know the deal. Now, I myself don't really care for women who wear a lot of makeup. Never have, and I never will. And mainly because, you know, I'm a pretty honest guy. I'm not really capable of lying effectively. And I appreciate the same thing in women I hang out with. So, all right, next. Number 2, plastic surgery. There's pretty much a procedure for everything. You know, they get their face worked on, their chin, their neck, their boobs, their butt. They can even have, you know, their beef and cheddar trimmed and it all reconditioned down there to hide the fact that it was the Lincoln Love Tunnel for a decade and a half. And most men are not writing a check against that. Hell, they might not even lease it. They just take it for a test drive. All right? So the illusion of plastic surgery. Hell, look at Madonna. I have no idea why she mentally just can't age with a little bit of grace. She literally turned herself into a god dang Muppet. Yeah! It is. I saw that meme on Facebook and I laughed hysterically. And I feel sorry for her. I truly do. At the end of the road, at some point, she's going to have to accept all that bullshit. And when she does, she's going to regret all of the craziness she did to get to that point. It's just a natural progression. You know, for most people, if she's a sociopath or psychopath, probably won't happen. All right, wig and hair extensions. Mainly, you'll find wigs and hair extensions in the community with women of color. All right, there's, like, I live just outside Detroit. I drive by beauty shops, weave shops, you know, wig this, blah, 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 you know, extensions that all the time. Very rarely do I see white women in those shops or walking in and out as I go about my business. Fourth, fake nails. All right. Now, if you're walking around with nails that are this goddamn long, when I see a woman like that, the first word that comes to my mind is useless. She's not going to work. She's not going to cook. She's just an attention whore and basically a bottomless pit for resources. My advice, gentlemen, you come across a woman with like the long fake nails, you're going to have to put that one in the temporary pile unless you're willing to cough up the money and deal with all the frustration for your 15 to 30 seconds of, oh, baby. All right. Five, living off of debt for whatever reason. And I've seen this a lot. Some of these young ladies live a lifestyle that they can't afford. And if they can't afford it, it is funded 30 to 50% of the time with debt or credit, whatever you want to call it. You know, I've, on two different occasions, I was dating these two women. I went, you know, I think I went out with the first one for like 6 or 7 months. And I'm like, okay, this is, I need to shit or get off the pot with this one. Got a private investigator. Got to look at her credit report. She had like $21,000, $25,000 in student loan debt. She had two cars repossessed and one foreclosure and like $10,000 or $15,000 in credit cards. All right. Listen. I'm not riding to the rescue, and I'm not paying that shit off. So that ended with her. The other one was not quite as bad. I think her total liability was $15,000 or $16,000. But like I said, 15 to 30 seconds of oh baby is not worth $15,000 to $16,000. At least if you have a head on your shoulders and you're not thinking with the one down there. All right, it's an easy call. False tits. All right, now I did a video called the One Tit Wonder, and basically it was a woman I dated who only had one tit at the time. She got implants to get a boob job, and one of them got infected with MRSA, and they basically cleaned it out and you know moved the nipple to another location on her body, and told her I think it was 18 months. Before they could attempt to rebuild it. And she had a fake tit. And I couldn't tell the difference until the moment of truth, and it ruined everything. Mainly because I didn't know which way to position her, so I wouldn't like roll off, you know, because it was lopsided. You know, it didn't work out. I later saw her again with another dude, and I'm pretty sure she got her surgery and everything was hunky-dory. But it was pretty cyborgistic, you know, if not, you know, necromantic kind of nastiness. And it just put me off. But there are women out there who get the breast, you know, bras that make it look like they're one or two sizes bigger than they are. It's all an illusion. It is insane. All right, next. Seven, compression stuff, you know, Spanx, what have you. Different kinds of, compression pantyhose. what they're trying to do when they do that is they want to fool you to thinking they're thinner than they are. All right. Because the minute they come out of that stuff, guess what? It is the devil's braille. It literally, it could be dark. The Spanx come off. You grab a hold. You read the braille that says, get the hell out of here. Guys, hit the bricks. You're done. All right. Next, hair coloring. Now, I'm not going to, rip on women too much for this. In today's day and age, it's really not a big deal. But there's women out there who like the attention of a redhead, and they are always dyeing their hair red. And you can tell because the carpet doesn't match the drapes. It is what it is. Got it. Again, like I said before, I'm not going to rip on them too badly for that. All right. Number 9, and I've seen this mainly from women who get to the epiphany phase. They get to that point realizing that, no, they're not strong and independent. The clock is ticking. What feminism and the world told them is not working well, and they're not happy about it. And they're looking for the go-to parachute, a dude to marry, and take them out of it, right? So they know they have to basically become a chameleon. They start talking the talk, acting conservative, but in reality, they're ruled by emotion and they're uber liberal. They're literally setting your death trap, and the bait is your own stupidity. All right, because there are questions out there that you can ask them, and basically, after a certain amount of time, if you let them talk, they always tell on themselves. All right. And I should probably do a show on that, where I go down a list of all the questions you can ask to find out exactly what's going on with any woman that you have in your life. All right. Now, number 10, and I covered this in plastic surgery. Listen, there are plastic surgeons out there making bank, and all they're doing is reconditioning the worn-out floor model that it was test-driven too much. I don't know exactly how it works. In all honesty, I don't want to know how it works. I just know women are doing it to fool you guys, and it's just insane. All right, so what I'm trying to say, gentlemen, is this. The women of the West are living in a delusional mindset, and they're luring men in with illusion, mainly because the men of today are thirsty and stupid. All right? Now, some guys out there are going to get upset because I said that. And that's fine. But you got to remember, if somebody is speaking the truth in your presence, and people who hear that are getting mad, those people are living a lie. Now, I put this together, gentlemen, because I'm sick and tired of burying you motherfuckers who get involved in this crazy-ass world of these just 304 women who abuse the system and ruin your life, and you wind up, flossing out your throat with a 357 Magnum, testing gravity, what have you, having your argument with physics, and you're dying at breakneck speed. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody cares. And I'm sick of it. 33 years, I quit counting the funerals I attended or ran at 100 because it became futile to go anymore. It was just so depressing. And I dare to say 30% of all of those funerals were either suicides or very suspicious that they were suicides. They weren't labeled that. It was like an accident or whatever. Mainly that's done because of insurance purposes, when these guys are on active duty. Anyway, gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this video. And if you watch the stream we have coming up in the near future, we're going to read a couple more guys into history that have credited our channel and our efforts as to keeping them from self-deleting. Right now, that number is sitting at 523. Probably by next week, it'll be 524, if not 525. All right. And the reason the number's picking up is you guys are spreading the word out there. Right? I'm being killed by the algorithm. I'm being ignored because I speak the truth in a very crass, brutal way that hurts people's feelings. And it is what it is.